The following message comes to you from the pulpit of Macedonia Primitive Baptist Church in Ackerman, Mississippi. We invite you to visit Macedonia Primitive Baptist Church for worship services every Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. Macedonia is located at 11 Staten Road on Highway 15, 5 miles north of Ackerman, Mississippi. For more information about Macedonia Primitive Baptist Church, you may visit our website at macedonia-pbc.org.
I had a subject that I was preparing, and Brother Joe's topic was so interesting that my subject went out the window. I want to talk about what he talked about. Very fascinating part of the Bible. Probably won't be talking very long, but I hope that the things that I say will be important. I agree exactly with what he's presented. And this is a very, very interesting and fascinating part of the Bible. I hope that you will be inspired to go home and start a few chapters prior to Exodus 33 and read what you find there very carefully, because we have some very powerful parallels to Jesus Christ that are being presented.
Amen.
The children of Israel were in big trouble.
Yes, sir.
At that point in time, you remember Moses had gone up the mountain to get the plates with the commandments. God told Moses while he was up on that mountain, your people down at the base of the mountain are getting themselves in big trouble. In fact, they were about breaking every commandment
right. That
was on those plates. And I don't think that Moses quite understood the severity of it. But then he and Joshua come down the mountain, and Joshua says, "That's a strange sound down there. That music that they're singing, that doesn't sound like our kind of music." He said, "It's got the sound of war." Must have sounded like a lot of this contemporary Christian music
Yeah. That
they're singing in churches today. The first clue he had that something was wrong with those folks was their music
right. Had
gotten off.
Amen.
And let me tell you, the music is getting off in our Christian world. But not to pursue that. When Moses sees how bad it is, he just takes those plates and smashes them. And at that point, he represents me and you.
Right. Amen.
All the family of God. Now, Moses is going to make two trips up that mountain. First trip up, he's representing us. And here is the conclusion of our trip up the mountain.
Yes.
Kablooey.
That's right.
Broken all to pieces. Now, the next time he comes up or goes up, he's going to be glorified.
That's right.
He'll be transfigured. Who do you think he represents then on the second trip up the mountain? And those plates will be eternally put in the Ark of the Covenant beneath a thing called the mercy seat.
That's right. Amen.
God will view those plates through the mercy seat, with the blood sprinkled thereon. But now, after that second trip up the mountain, they've got big trouble. And God has even said, "Why don't I just destroy all of them? And we'll raise up a new nation through you, Moses." And God has also said that if this people is going to go into Canaan, I'm just going to send an angel with them. I'm not going to go. I'm just going to send an angel with them. And you'll ask me, what does that mean? I'm not sure I can explain it all, but it means this much. And later this will be clear. That they may have ordinary providential arrangements
Yes. As
they go onto the land of Canaan, but the spectacular stuff, like had happened back in Egypt, that's going to be over with.
Right. Amen.
God said, "I'm not going to go with you into Canaan, because y'all are going to just provoke me to wrath, and I'm going to destroy you in a moment of time." And you know, a lot of people today would read things like this in the Bible and they'd say, oh, how silly the Bible is. Here God is fractious, he can't control his wrath, and so he's having to make these arrangements to protect people from himself. And then later on, a little old man talks to God and convinces God to change his mind and even says God repented. You see, of course, the little old man being Moses. People will read that, you know, people who think they're so smart and say, ha, 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 what a ridiculous book the Bible is. Let me tell you, that what's ridiculous is you. You're not seeing the bigger story.
That's right.
You're not seeing the bigger story. All of this is paralleling things that took place in heaven and a conversation between God and Jesus Christ as he mediated for his people.
Amen.
There was a logical sense we're on the brink of ruin. There was a logical sense in which the wrath of God was about to destroy us.
Amen.
But there was one who mediated in our behalf.
That's right.
And all this, all these workings of Jesus are being portrayed as we read the story that is there in Exodus. So the children of Israel have got big trouble. And that's why they're out anxiously standing in their tent doors as Moses goes into that tabernacle of the congregation. Because Moses is going out there to negotiate for them. And if he doesn't get the job done, the show is over.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
So Moses goes out there and he meets God face to face. Man, that's inconceivable, isn't it?
Amen.
He talks to God face to face as a friend talks to a friend, the Bible says. And now you've got to read very carefully about how Moses is approaching the Lord. Because he's going to use an avenue that you wouldn't find people today using. Wouldn't even find Christians today using because they don't understand the Bible. Mm. Now you're expecting Moses to say, listen, Lord, we'll cut this much firewood. We'll break these many rocks, you see. We'll offer so many sacrifices. Or we'll do all these good works over here to atone for our wrong, make payment for what we've done. No, that's not going to happen. That's not going to happen at all. Moses knows that won't work.
Right.
And I hope you know that won't work.
Amen.
It's not going to work. You know, in the Bible, we had many conditional systems of salvation and they all failed. The Bible started with one.
Amen.
Simplest one that's ever been hatched up. Of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou mayest not eat of it, for the day thou eatest thereof thou shalt surely die. Now, have you ever heard a recipe for salvation any simpler than that?
Right.
Just stay away from that tree. You can eat all the rest of them. Just stay away from that one. And yet man went down on it.
Yes, sir.
You see. Then, of course, later on we're given a law, a conditional system. It failed. And I wished I could preach you a sermon one time about how all these conditional systems failed. You know, if you're still looking for a conditional system to work, you're a slow learner.
That's right. Amen.
As my dad used to say, you wouldn't get the point if you fill in a barrel of fish hooks. Because these systems are failing, one right after the other. In fact, in the Old Testament, everything ended in failure. It all ended in failure. So Moses is not going out there proposing some work system to God. Moses says this, and here he is a powerful type of Christ. He said, Lord, you've said that I have found favor in your sight, and that you know be my name. And he says, I'm asking you to forgive these people on that basis. Mm. Right there, that's it.
Amen.
We're down to one last card we can play, and it is, You've said, I have found favor in your sight. Will you forgive them all on account of me? And you know what God says? With no pushback whatsoever. Done deal.
Right. Amen. Amen.
Done deal. That's simple.
God is good. Amen.
We're saved because one found favor in the sight of God.
True.
Jesus Christ. And so he's serving there as a powerful type of Jesus Christ. He'll go back up the mountain. He'll come back glorified, carrying the plates that are to be put under the mercy seat. And the only reason that an old sinner like me has any hope at all is because the plates are under the mercy seat.
Amen.
That's your hope as well. And I'll tell you, there's more typology. You remember the first time that Moses went up, God supplied the stones and the writing. The next time Moses went up, Moses supplied the stones and God supplied the writing. You see, those stones are representing our hearts now.
Yeah.
Man supplies the heart, but God writes his law in their hearts.
Amen.
All right, now, Brother Joe has talked about a very intriguing text in Exodus chapter 33, where we find out almost accidentally that when Moses was there face to face with God, somebody else was there. Joshua was there. And we're told he remained in the tent after God negotiated, or after Moses negotiated with God and went back to the people. Joshua remained there in the tent. And that's all it says. In fact, Brother Joe may correct me, but I'm going to say if it were not for that verse, we wouldn't have even known that Joshua was out there.
No, that's true.
Well, of course, Brother Joe has talked about how that in this we have a picture of Christ among his people. At the same time, there's a part of Christ that is and has always been in heaven. And I'm just going to add this. I'm going to add this to what he said. We have in these two men both being pictures of Christ.
Right.
Moses is a powerful picture of Christ, and Joshua is a powerful picture of Christ, but in two different capacities.
Right. Yeah. Amen.
At this point, Moses is a picture of Christ in his redemptive work that took place at his first coming. But you're going to see that Joshua is a powerful type of Christ. And let me emphasize, powerful, powerful type of Christ as of his second coming.
Right.
And I want you to go home and read the book of Joshua. And then put another finger on the book of Revelation. Read that. Just read Joshua and Revelation going back and forth. And you're going to be stunned at the parallels.
Mm.
You're going to be stunned. You remember there in the book of Joshua that they go to take the city of Jericho?
Mm-hmm.
And you remember God said, y'all march around this city seven times.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now let's just imagine them unwinding the city. Now we go over to the book of Revelation. And here's this scroll, and it's been wound seven times and sealed with each wind. So we start the book of Revelation. We start unwinding this scroll, which is also the unwinding of the world.
Right. Amen.
All right. Now, what happens when we get down to the seventh seal on the scroll? Then we pass out seven trumpets. What happened after the children of Israel, under the leadership of Joshua, marched around the city seven times? Well, we got seven trumpets.
Amen.
All right, so what happens over here in Revelation when the last trumpet sounds? Down she comes.
Yes, right.
Down she comes. the mystery of God shall be finished. The angel sweareth by him that liveth forever and ever. that when the seventh angel shall sound, that time shall be no more. I hope it's this afternoon.
Amen. Amen.
But that the mystery of God should be finished. What happens over here when they sound that seventh time on the trump? Kablooey, down Jericho comes, down the world comes. And there are many more parallels, but it's time for lunch. I'm not going to get into all those. But Joshua is a powerful picture of Jesus as of his second coming. And that Jesus is still in the tabernacle with God. But let me tell you, he's coming out.
That's right.
He's coming out with terror and destruction upon the wicked of this world. And the apostle said, you who are troubled, are you troubled? I'll tell you, I've been really troubled at the developments that have taken place in Washington, D.C., what I'm seeing on television, the bias that is in our country, the lies that are everywhere. We live in a labyrinth of lies.
Amen.
Oh, yes, there are a lot of things that have troubled me. But he says, you who are troubled, rest with us.
Yes, sir.
When the Lord shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels, taking vengeance on them that know not God and obey not the gospel. Aren't we thankful that one has interceded for us and delivered us from that great day of wrath? Thank you very much.
We thank you for listening to today's message and invite you to visit Macedonia Primitive Baptist Church for worship services every Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. Macedonia is located at 11 Staten Road on Highway 15, 5 miles north of Ackerman, Mississippi. For further information about Macedonia Primitive Baptist Church, you may visit our website at macedonia-pbc.org.